Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey approves $426 million more to welcome migrants, push out citizens. By Warner Todd Houston on May 3, 2024. Massachusetts Democrat Governor Maura Healey signed the state budget, which provides an additional $426 million for housing illegals even as the state ranks as one of the worst for citizens fleeing. The Bay State is a sanctuary state with a right to shelter law that requires government to put homeless people into housing, at least for a period of time. The law has caused the state to spend hundreds of millions since President Joe Biden's border crisis exploded. The cost of housing migrants is expected to soar to $1 billion in expenses by 2025. According to analysis, there are 1 million immigrants in the state, with nearly 4,000 non-citizens granted asylum since 2023, CBS News reported. CBS added that there are roughly 3,500 migrants in the state's shelter system. And WBUR noted that the state has funded up to 14,000 migrants just from Haiti since 2022. As migrants are pouring into the state, citizens are leaving. Indeed, Massachusetts ranks as one of the worst states for outward migration. In January, United Van Lines released its annual list of migration based on rentals for its moving vans. The company reported that outgoing movers outnumbered those coming into the state, 56.6% to 3.4%. Massachusetts was seventh in the nation for citizens moving out. Boston has experienced some of the worst outward migration. Suffolk County, for instance, has lost nearly 27,000 citizens between 2020 and 2022, according to Axios, which cited the U.S. Census Bureau. Companies are also cutting back in the region. Some of the state's top tech companies have shed more than 2,700 jobs in 2024 alone, Boston.com reported. The replacement of contributing citizens with illegal immigrants and other migrants, who often end up on welfare programs, is referred to as a sort of Ponzi scheme for immigration. An international migration Ponzi scheme is the only thing that averts a demographic doom loop for cities like New York and San Francisco as Americans flee the Democrats' huge and badly run cities, Lind wrote in the September 26 article at Compact Magazine. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.